Well, today we have our passage from Matthew chapter 23, the first 12 verses, about what it means to be a true religious leader, and it means to be a servant, and it means to be a humble servant. The Lord is criticizing and attacking the scribes and Pharisees for how they were living their life. The Lord sits down with his disciples, and then he tells the crowds that the scribes and Pharisees sit in the seat of Moses, which is the seat of authority. So they are true teachers. They are meant to be listened to. But the Lord said, don't follow their example, because they were hypocrites. They were saying one thing and doing another. And the Lord, he was so harsh with these hypocrites, with the scribes and Pharisees. The Lord was so loving and forgiving towards sinners like prostitutes and tax collectors and those kind of people. The Lord was so forgiving towards them because they were truly wanting to change their life, truly wanting to convert. But the scribes and Pharisees were hypocrites. They saw themselves as so self-righteous that they did not need conversion. They did not need to really love the Lord with all their heart, soul, strength, and mind. The Lord called them like whitewashed sepulchres. On the outside, they looked religious, but inside their heart was far from God. So what does the Lord say? The Lord says, well, do whatever they teach you to do, but it says don't follow their example. They tie up heavy burdens, place them on other people's shoulder, but they won't be willing to lift a finger to help them. That's what the scribes and Pharisees had done. They had added all of these, 600 additional rules and regulations and laws. And as scribes and Pharisees, well, they were able to do many of this because that was their job. But for the common person, the moms, the dads, the husbands, the fathers, those who had to work, this was such a huge burden for them to try to do these things. And they didn't. And so they made their life more burdensome. Whereas what does the Lord do? The Lord carries the cross for us. See, the Lord takes up the burden. The Lord carries the cross for us. He doesn't just tell us, oh, go ahead and carry your own cross. The Lord picks up the burden himself. The Lord carries the cross. And when you have sufferings, when we have sufferings and we carry the cross, it's really Jesus that carries the cross within us. He's the one who strengthens us to carry the cross. He just doesn't tell us to do that. It is his grace. It is Jesus himself living within us that is carrying the crosses in our lives. So the Lord is not like the scribes and Pharisees that they just are up there in their ivory towers telling people what to do. The Lord is walking the walk, which we call the Via Dolorosa, the way of the cross. The Lord takes that burden upon his own shoulders and carries the cross with us and through us and for us. And then he criticizes these religious leaders, the scribes and the Pharisees, because he says all their deeds are done to be seen by others, not to be done by God, not to be seen before God. They only want the show of what other people see. And that's why the Lord says when you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Unlike the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus says, who love to stand on the street corners and watch so everybody could see that they were praying and fingering their beads and doing things like that. And they would wear these phylacteries, which were these little leather boxes with pieces of scripture in there, and they would wear them on their forehead when they prayed. But what they would do is that they would wear them sometimes all the time to give the impression that they were, very religious or very saintly. And they would sometimes make these phylacteries even wider and broader so people would notice them more easily. So again, they weren't doing it for love of God. They were doing it to be, let's say, praised by others. And then it says they would make longer fringes, longer tassels on their garments. Deuteronomy says that these men of God would wear these garments, and they would have usually these white garments with bright blue tassels on the end of them. But they would make them much longer and more noticeable, again, so people would respect them more and praise them for being so religious. And it says that they loved the perks of their religiosity, the best seats in the banquets, the synagogues, people greeting them in the marketplaces, calling them rabbi, which of course means teacher. And then the Lord says, realize that there is only one teacher, and that is God. It is Christ, is the true teacher. And any of us who are teachers, you might be a Catholic school teacher, a CCD teacher, or a priest as a teacher, we're only teachers in the one teacher, Jesus Christ. And we teach the teachings of Christ. We don't teach ourselves. We teach our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he concludes by saying, you know, don't call anyone on earth your father. What does that mean? Because obviously the Bible says honor your father and your mother. So obviously we have to call our mother and father by their proper titles. But he's referring here to realize that God is your true father. He's the one who created you. He is your ultimate source of existence. He's the reason why you are here. Don't attribute your life to your parents. You were created by God. Yes, with the cooperation of your parents, but God is your true father. And any fatherhood is a participation in the fatherhood of God. And then the last thing the Lord says is, if you want to be great, you have to become a servant. The greatest among you will be your servant. That's why the Pope's title is the most beautiful. He's called the servant of the servants of God. That is the title of the Holy Father, the Pope, the servant of the servants of God. The Lord says, whoever tries to exalt himself will be humbled by God. But if you humble yourself, you'll be exalted by God. Isn't that wonderful? So the main teaching in today's scripture is, if you truly want to be a person of God, a man or a woman of God, be a humble servant. That's what it's all about. Be a humble servant, and don't focus on all the externals of religion to try to look holy or pious in the eyes of others. Care what God thinks. That's the most important. What does the Lord think? As the Bible says, people see the appearance, but God reads the heart.